Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. The scholars have differed. They have two different opinions. One say an egg for two eggs is haram. And the others say, no, it is halal, it's not riba. And we gave a criteria, we gave conditions to be fulfilled so that we can know whether it is riba or not. So let's apply it. Can it be measured or weighed, an egg? No. People don't sell eggs by their weight or size. They sell it by the number. So I give you 1,000 eggs. Okay, this is not applicable. Secondly, can it be consumed? Yes. Okay, this is fulfilled. Can it be stored? An egg cannot be stored for more than a week, maybe. And then either it will hatch and you get a chicken, or it will go bad, but you cannot keep it for 6 months on the shelf. True? So this does not fall under the categories of riba. Of course, we said that the majority of scholars say, but there are differences of opinion. For example, Imam Shafi'i says anything that is eaten can be part of the types of riba, but this is not the most authentic opinion. Okay, let's move on. One bag of rice, basmati, for Ambar Bo, for example, two bags of rice. What's the ruling? Haram? Who says haram? Raise your hands. Okay, mashallah, we have consensus of scholars. Okay, if this is the case, yes, this is true. So this is the concept of riba. This is how riba is looked upon, and the Prophet made it very simple and easy, alayhi salatu wasalam. If it's the same type, it has to be equal, and it has to be hand by hand. Now, who in his right mind will take a kilogram of rice and tells you, this is a kilogram of rice of basmati, and I'll take a kilogram of rice basmati from you? What did I do? Nothing. So this means that this is totally prohibited, such a transaction, because no one will actually give and take the same thing. It's like keeping it in with me. Type. If it's the same type, what about if it's gold and silver? Because the second hadith tells us that the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, that gold by gold is not permitted unless it is the same. Gold by gold and hand by hand. Silver by silver has to be equal in weight, and it has to be hand by hand. It is not permissible for you to go, and this is being practiced in gold stores. What women usually do, they have a necklace. They go to the gold shop and say, I'd like to buy this. This is new. So what to do? He says, okay, give me the necklace. He takes the necklace, he weighs it. It is 30 grams. And then he weighs the new necklace and it is 32 grams. He says, okay, I will buy your gold, but you have to give me $200 extra and you can take the new necklace. So she says, okay. She gives him the $200 and she leaves. What's the ruling on that? Those who say halal, raise your hands. Okay, half. Those who say haram, raise your hands. Okay. Why?
Because she gave also the money. She didn't only give the gold.
Close, but not what I wanted to hear. Why? Same answer?
It's like for like and it's different. Means the weight is different.
Very good. The only condition the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, for selling gold by gold is two conditions. One, it has to be exactly the same weight. Two, it has to be hand in hand, in the meaning take and receive. You cannot say, okay, give me half an hour, I'll bring you the money or the rest of the money. No, this is not permissible. Now, what to do? This transaction that has been done is invalid. It's haram. It is riba. The woman should have gone and he said, this 30 grams of yours cost someone so much money. She should have told him, okay, I'm selling it. And he gives her the money in her hand. Okay? Now she is free either to go and buy from somewhere else or with the money she has in her hand. Khalas, the transaction is over. She can buy the new gold and add extra to that because this is a second transaction. But to have this all in the same transaction, this is not permissible and it is not part of what the Prophet ﷺ permitted. We have a third hadith, hadith number 277. Who's going to read it for us? Is it you? Okay.
Narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. Once Bilal brought Burni, that is a kind of dates, to the Prophet, and the Prophet asked him, "From where have you bought these?" Bilal replied, "I had some inferior type of dates and I exchanged two sa's of it for one sa of Burni dates in order to give it to the Prophet to eat." Thereupon the Prophet said, "Oh, this is definitely riba. This is definitely riba. Don't do so. But if you want to buy a superior kind of dates, sell the inferior dates for money and then buy the superior kind of dates with that money."
Very good. The hadith is understood, huh? Question. And I'll give the question to you. Yes. What kind of riba was mentioned in this hadith?
Riba al-fadl.
Very good. Correct? I said very good. It has to be correct. Yes. It's riba al-fadl. Why? Because it's in one type, but one is more than the other. Now, we said that when it is the same type, it has to be equal, exactly, same type, and hand, the exchange of a hand, in the meaning that you have to give and take at the same time. Bilal's action was, to us, very easy. And what's wrong in that? I had two sa' of bad quality dates. And I wanted the Prophet ﷺ to eat something that is good. So I went to the market and I saw a good kind, which is Burni. And I asked the gentleman, "How much would you pay this sa'? How much would it cost me?" He said, "What do you have to offer?" And I said, "Two sa' of this bad type of dates." And the man said, "Okay, yes, this is good." And I exchanged it. This is completely riba. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ said, oh, this is in English, huh? In Arabic, it's awwah, awwah. This is said when you are in pain. Not, "Oh, what a nice glass of juice." No, this is not the "oh" we want. He's in pain because a major sin has been committed. And then he repeated it twice, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, "This is definitely riba. This is definitely riba." Why repeat it? He could have said it once, but this is to highlight that you've committed a major sin. And then he told us what to do. First of all, sell the two sa' of bad dates and collect the money. Then you can, with this money, buy a good sa' or more, or you cannot. It is up to you. But to exchange it, this is not permitted, and this is part of the riba. And from this hadith, we understand that the companions loved to honor the Prophet ﷺ. Why would Bilal do such a thing and endanger himself, unknowingly of course? Because he wanted to benefit the Prophet ﷺ. From this hadith also we learn a very important lesson, and this is not regarding fiqh issues, this is regarding aqidah. The Prophet ﷺ does not know the ghaib. He does not know the unseen. Now, we have so many people going into extreme in their love to the Prophet ﷺ, to the extent that they say, "Yes, the Prophet, when he walked, he did not have a shadow." Well, what do you mean? He had a shadow. He's a human being. That's why in Hajj, he had the companions putting a shade over his head. The Prophet ﷺ is light. What do you mean, yani, when he goes to bed to sleep at night? He illuminates and you don't need lamps and lanterns. What do you mean he's light? Yani he glows at night? This is not correct. And they say that the Prophet knows the unseen. And this hadith clearly shows that he's asking Bilal, where did you get it from? If he knew the unseen, if he knew the ghaib, he wouldn't have asked him. And likewise, people, they go into extreme when they say that the Prophet is alive in his grave and he goes out of his grave and he visits people and he gives bay'ah to people and he talks to... What is this? That Allah described the Prophet ﷺ to have died and he's dead, yet he is in his grave in the transitional period of al-barzakh. Now, riba is extremely dangerous, and that is why the Prophet ﷺ was in pain. Awwah, awwah, Bilal, what have you done? Which shows how great sin it is. And it also shows us that, alhamdulillah, if a person does not know, then he is not sinful. And this is the beauty of Islam, that when a person is not capable of obtaining the verdict and not being able to be knowledgeable on a particular issue, alhamdulillah, there is nothing wrong on his side. For example, if a woman prays while in her menses, a girl reaching the age of puberty and she continues to pray, it's forbidden, totally forbidden, but she doesn't know. Is she sinful? No, alhamdulillah, she is not sinful. And this shows you the beauty of the deen. Now, there are issues that Sheikh Abdullah Al-Bassam mentioned here, which deals with al-'eena, the transaction of al-'eena, and the transaction of al-tawarruq. And al-'eena is forbidden. And al-'eena is a trick on riba. It's an agreement between two. You want money, I have money, but I'm not going to lend it to you for nothing. So we make a trick and we say, Akhi, sell me your watch for 100. And you're still wearing the watch, huh? So you say, okay, I sold it. It's yours for 100. And then I tell you, how about if I buy it from you and I will give you an interest on that? And you say, okay. So the 100 is given to him directly. He has the 100 in his hand. And he sold me the watch for 1,200 or 1,400 in installments. So now he's paying me the 100 into 1,400. So this is like giving him cash, 100, and giving it back to me with a percentage more. This is riba, clear. But when I just insert the watch or the pen as if I sold it, then I bought it from him, this makes it a clear trick on riba, and it's called al-'eena, and it is totally prohibited. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.